Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, and let the games begin. Right, Miss Ember? Let the games begin. Ember and I are sitting here. We're watching the CNN here. Y'all can watch it on the video, too. Here you go. We're watching the CNN, and this is it. Outside of Comey, this is it. Sessions is up on the Hill. He's in the hot seat. They're greeting him. This is possibly the most extraordinary thing, and the reason I'm going to spend time on this today and not just do lifestyle stuff, the highest ranking legal official in the United States, the leader of the free world's attorney, the attorney general, our attorney, okay, the United States attorney, the highest guy, is there testifying just not even 200 days into this presidency about Russia. And there was so much disclosed today about Russia. They got into like 39 states. I mean, they really did hack the election. I mean, it's just not even funny. Will Sessions talk about it? Well, let's actually listen.
It's 10th open hearing of 2017. More than double that of the committee in recent years.
This is Mr. Burr, the chairman.
Fifth on the topic of Russian interference.
Blah, blah.
Attorney General Sessions, this venue is your opportunity.
Sure opportunity.
To separate fact from fiction.
Blah, blah.
And to set the record straight on a number of allegations reported in the press.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there are several issues that I'm hopeful we will address today.
I'm hopeful,
One,
he says.
Did you have any meetings with Russian officials or their proxies on behalf of the Trump
campaign?
Did
you have any?
During your time as Attorney General? Two, what was your involvement with candidate Trump's foreign policy team and what were their possible interactions with Russians? Three, why did you decide to recuse yourself from the government's Russia investigation?
Yeah, go tell the truth.
What role, if any, did you play in the removal of the
Will you please
FBI
tell us if you are a criminal?
Comey? I look forward to a candid and honest discussion as we continue to pursue the
Hi,
truth.
Hi, Mr. Sessions. Thanks for being
Russia's
here. Will you please tell us if you are a criminal and did
elections?
Anything that could possibly
the
send you to jail?
The committee's experienced staff is interviewing the relevant parties, having spoken to more than 35 individuals to date.
Baby, did you
to
do anything?
Just yesterday, an interview of former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. We also continue to review
this
some of the most sensitive intelligence in our country's possession. As I've said previously, we will establish the facts, separate from rampant speculation, and lay them out for the American people to make their own judgment. Only then will we as a nation be able to put this episode to rest and look to the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful that members will focus their questions today on the Russia investigation and not squander the opportunity by taking political or partisan shots. The vice chairman and I continue to lead this investigation together on what is a highly charged political issue. We may disagree at times, but we remain a unified team with a dedicated, focused, and professional staff working tirelessly on behalf of the American
people. Pat yourself on the back a little more.
To find the truth. The committee has made much progress as the political winds blow forcefully around us.
Oh, Lord.
And I think all members would agree that despite a torrent of public debate on who and what committee might be best suited to lead on this issue, the Intelligence Committee has lived up to its obligation to move forward with purpose and above politics.
Mm.
Mr. Attorney General, it's good to have you back.
Great.
I would now turn to the Vice Chairman for any remarks he might have.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I want to also thank the way that we're proceeding on this investigation.
Do you?
Mr. Attorney General, it's good to see you again.
Great to see you.
And we appreciate your appearance on the heels of Mr. Comey's revealing testimony
last week.
I do, though, want to take a moment at the outset and first express some concern with the process by which we are seeing you, the Attorney General, today.
Oh, yeah. Tell him.
It's my understanding that you were originally scheduled to testify in front of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees today.
Mm-hmm.
I know those appearances have been canceled to come here instead.
Yes.
While we appreciate his testimony before our committee, I believe I speak for many of my colleagues, that I believe he should also answer questions from members of those committees and the Judiciary Committee as well. Mr. Attorney General, it's my hope that you will reschedule those appearances as soon as possible.
In other words, don't skip out on those,
baby. In addition, I want to say at the outset that while we consider
your
appearance today as just the beginning of our interaction with you and your department.
No, I wouldn't want to interact much with
him.
Mr.
Attorney General, had always expected to talk to you as part of our investigation.
I could put my little thing here
it would be
on the video.
Later
I could be
process.
The one next to him.
We're glad to accommodate your request to speak to us today.
Mr. Sessions.
But we also expect to have your commitment to cooperate.
Here, let me be the one.
With all future
let me do this on
and
video.
Make yourself available
let me mute his speech and do the speech that I would like to do. There. Now on the video, I'm right next to him. Oh, I could even blacken my background. How about I do that? How about I blacken my background so I can look just like the CNN people? So I can do that. What's that queen that does that? What is that queen's name? I forget his name. Randy Rainbow or something. But here I am. I'm gonna be the person next to Sessions right now. Here I am. I'm in the seat. I'm in the little chair right here. All right. I'll even cross my hands. There we go. Okay. For those of you watching the video, this is a Hoot and Holler. So, Attorney General Sessions, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. While I in hell expect honesty from you, I think it'll at least be good for ratings, and any time you can engage the American people in the process, I say what the hell. Now, I really don't expect you to incriminate yourself today and tell us the truth that you are as filthy as a baby's diaper come morning. However, it will be interesting to see how you can dodge and weave throughout the truth without actually lying under oath. So, I really appreciate you coming up here today. Oh, wait, they changed the shot. I better move to the middle. I really appreciate you coming up here today to be with us. And while I don't expect that there's a snowball's chance in hell that you're actually going to do anything productive, I would hope that this at least shows the American people that we're not just sitting around doing nothing. Of course, meanwhile, while you and I are sitting here throwing up this big distraction, there's all kinds of dastardly evil things being done by our government, all covertly, all while we stare at you and Comey. But since that's the way it is, here you are, and here we are. So, with that being said, Attorney General Sessions, would you like to begin the non-answering of the questions now, or would you just like to invoke Would you just like to invoke executive privilege now and not say a word? So, Attorney General Sessions, do you plan on answering any of our questions honestly today? Attorney General, sir, don't just sit there, sir. Do you plan on answering any of our questions today honestly? Should I nudge you? Hey, sir. Hey, over there in the video next to me. Hey, you, right there, you. You're going to answer any questions today that are honest? Your mouth isn't moving. Okay, well, I didn't think so. Oh, by the way, how deeply involved with Donald Trump are you? I mean, when you see him naked, do you touch him? Mr. Sessions? Hello, Mr. Sessions? Hello? Okay. Well, obviously, you're not going to say a word about anything. So, I mean, look at you sitting there. Do you look how sorry you look? Are you aware how ridiculous you look? You are the Attorney General. I just want to, before we start questioning you here, I just want to ask you, are you sure you know how dumb you look? You are the Attorney General of the United States of America. You are supposed to be the last word in law, in order, in, you know, the truth. And here you are sitting because we all think you lied about a foreign government taking over ours. So, just want you to know you look pretty guilty right now, okay? I can't imagine what you're going to say to make us think that you're not guilty, but you look pretty guilty. Mr. Sessions, what do you think? Are you guilty? Hello? Mr. Sessions? You just keep sitting there, don't you? Okay, then. Well, I'm going to go back and let the senator blather on for a little bit because you don't want to seem to be answering any of my questions. So, you have a really good time not testifying, Mr. Sessions. Let's see what this other guy is saying over here. The real one who should be talking to him, or like I am, basically.
By the president, to enlist leaders in the intelligence community to undermine this very same Russia investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, our committee will want to hear what you are doing to ensure that the Russians, or any other foreign adversaries, cannot attack our democratic process like this ever again. I'm concerned that the president still does not recognize the severity of the threat.
Slap! If you all are watching the Facebook video, I am slapping
the U.S. intelligence community.
Slapping Jeff Sessions! How dare you waste our time on this ridiculous...
Limited
wait,
us
to the forehead.
The recent events in France are again a stark reminder.
Now let's go
that
over
all
here.
Western democracies must
and
take steps
dear,
to
Mr.
protect
Senator,
themselves.
I know you mean
I
well.
I believe the United States can and must
just be, quiet,
be a leader
okay?
in this.
Okay, could you just hush up until you say something meaningful?
To get
okay,
serious
just
about
stop.
This
talking
finally,
until you say something
weeks,
important.
We've seen a concerning pattern of administration
okay, I'm having too much fun.
refusing just to answer public, unclassified questions.
In the chat room, they can see that I'm slapping Sessions.
This investigation. Hearing with this
I might smack him
week,
again.
I commend
let me wait
the chairman,
till he speaks.
Who at the end of that hearing I made very clear here. That our witnesses, it was not acceptable for our witnesses here. To come before
go ahead,
Congress
speak up.
Without
just
answers.
Say something. Go ahead.
The American people deserve to know what's going on here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I look forward to the witness's testimony.
Go ahead. Come on. Oh, wait.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. Attorney General Sessions, if you would stand, I will administer the oath.
Throw you in.
Raise your right hand, if you would, please. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please be seated.
Oh, sorry. Did he say yes? I thought he laughed.
Thank you, Attorney General Sessions. The floor is yours.
The floor is yours, baby. Here you go.
Thank you much.
Spill
Thank
it.
You very much, Chairman Burr and Ranking Member Warner, for allowing me to publicly appear before your committee today. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the committee's critically important efforts to investigate mm-hmm. Russian interference with our democratic processes.
Mm-hmm.
Such interference can never be tolerated, and I encourage every effort to get to the bottom of any such
bottom?
Allegations.
Can I hear the word bottom?
As you know, the Deputy Attorney General has appointed a special counsel to investigate the matters related to the Russian interference in the 2016 election. I'm here today to address several issues that have been specifically raised before this committee.
Come on, laugh. Come on. Tickle,
and
tickle, tickle.
I appreciate the opportunity to respond tickle, to tickle. Questions as fully as the Lord enables me
Wait,
to do so.
The Lord.
But as I advise you, Mr. Chairman, and consistent with Block longstanding Department of Justice
ears.
Practice, I cannot and will not violate my duty to protect the confidential communications
Uh-oh.
I have with the President.
Smack!
Now let me address some issues directly.
Executive privilege.
I did not have any private meetings, nor do I recall any conversations with any Russian officials at the Mayflower Hotel.
Dire.
I did not attend any meetings at that event separate. Prior to the speech attended by the President today,
oh, staggering.
I attended a reception with my staff that included at least 24 people and President Trump.
I see.
Though I do recall several
Were
conversations that I had during that pre-speech.
Chat with other Carell listeners. Watch me live. Get a live feel of the show every day at noon at reallycarell.com. That's reallycarell, K-A-R-E-L.com. Also at facebook.com/reallycarell. Check me out every day at noon.
A meeting.
It is the Carell cast, and it appears that Sessions has no recollection of anything.
Officials. If any brief interaction occurred in passing with the Russian ambassador during that reception,
in passing.
I do not remember it.
Brief interaction
After the speech,
in passing.
I was
that describes
by
most
the
of my sex life, honey.
Area for that in a different room, and then I left the hotel.
Could you go?
But whether I
go?
Ever attended a reception
where
the Russian ambassador was also present. Is entirely beside the point of this investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 campaign.
Is it?
Let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States.
I did not have sex
Further,
with that
I have
woman.
No knowledge of any such conversation.
I am not
by
a crook.
Anyone connected to the
Trump I have not
campaign.
Done it.
I was your colleague in this body for 20 years. At
Bravo
least some
for
of you.
Taking the party
and
line. Bravo, sir. You've,
and
no,
the
you've done nothing wrong.
That I participated in any collusion.
No colluding.
That I was aware
he has
of any collusion.
Here is
the
a saint, ladies and gentlemen.
To hurt this
here,
country.
Here is a saint.
Which I have
here,
served
right?
with honor head, for pinching, 35 pinching. Years. Or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process
Are you gonna cry?
Is an appalling and detestable lie.
Are you going to cry?
Related,
Attorney generals don't cry.
There is the assertion that I did not answer Senator Franken's question honestly at my confirmation hearing.
Because you didn't.
Colleagues, that is false.
Hmm.
I can't say colleagues now. I'm no longer a part of this body. But former colleagues, that is false.
So chummy.
This is what happened.
So his friends are investigating him.
Senator Franken asked me a rambling
question. He's acting like he's having a beer with these guys.
6 hours of testimony that included dramatic new allegations that the United States intelligence community, the U.S. intelligence community, had advised President-elect Trump, quote, that there was a continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump's surrogates and intermediaries for the Russian government, close quote.
Close quote.
I was taken aback
Oh, here, let me pat you on your back. You poor, it's okay.
Which
here,
he said was being reported as breaking news that very day, in which I had not heard.
Oh, sorry.
I wanted to refute that immediately.
Ember.
Any suggestion that I was part of such an activity...
I'm going to put little angel wings on his back right here. If we just drew a wing here.
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those
activities. We drew a wing over here. We could do a little halo. Maybe right. It's like a weatherman on my green screen. We could do a little halo right there.
Communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Okay.
Close quote.
Close quote.
That was the context in which I was asked the question, and in that context, my answer was a fair and correct response to the charge as I understood it. I was responding to this allegation that we had met, surrogates had been meeting with the Russians on a regular basis. It simply did not occur to me to go further than the context of the question and to list any conversations that I may have had with Russians in routine situations, as I had had many routine meetings with other foreign officials. So please hear me now.
Hear me now.
And it was only in March, after my confirmation hearing, that a reporter asked my spokesperson whether I had ever met with any Russian officials. This was the first time that question had squarely been posed to me. On the same day, we provided that reporter with the information related to the meeting that I and my staff had held in my Senate office with Ambassador Kislyak, as well as the brief encounter in July after a speech that I had given during the convention in Cleveland, Ohio.
Have a little water.
I also provided the reporter with a list of 25 foreign ambassador meetings that I'd had during 2016. In addition, I provided supplemental testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee explain this event. So I readily acknowledge these two
meetings. This is your Carellcast coverage. As you can see from the video, if you haven't seen the video, go to Facebook.com, Rilly Carell. I'm holding a microphone for Mr. Sessions so we can have exclusive coverage here.
Let me also explain the circumstances of my recusal from the investigation into the Russian interference with the 2016 election. Please, colleagues, hear me on this.
Please, colleagues.
I was sworn in as Attorney General on Thursday, February 9th. The very next day, as I had promised to the Judiciary Committee I would do, at least in an early day, I met with career department officials, including a senior ethics official, to discuss some things publicly reported in the press that might have some bearing on whether or not I should recuse myself this case.
Like the fact that you're probably going to be under investigation yourself.
Until I announced my formal recusal on March 2nd, I was never briefed on any investigative details, did not access any information about the investigation.
He's just a wealth of innocence, isn't it? Look, here sits a man who has not done a thing wrong. Here he sits, right here. I'm pointing to him. No, not this guy over here. Who is this guy over here? Look at his lips over here. Look at this guy right here. See what the red tie looks
like. No knowledge about this investigation.
Look at his lips. Doesn't he look like Donald Trump sitting there?
Today.
Honey, you might have heard that video killed the radio star. It didn't. It made this one an even bigger one. That's why you got to go every day and watch at reallycarell.com. That's reallycarell.com. Also, facebook.com/reallycarell. Watch me live every day at noon.
Or involve me in any way.
Don't brief him. Don't involve him. It is Sessions.
Fact, they have
he is up there testifying. It is the Carellcast. If you're watching the video. He's snorting cocaine. Did you hear that?
Not because
I'm holding a mic for him so I can have exclusive coverage if you're watching on the
any
video.
Belief that
I keep hitting him in the damn
face.
I'll strike him on his forehead every time he's
campaign,
wrong. I bless
but because
bless
a Department of Justice regulation.
Keep calling him Comey.
28 CFR 45.2. I felt required. That regulation
he just quoted whenever you quote regulations and things, you're guilty. Well, according to such and such 1432-47, I am not.
They served as a campaign advisor.
Mm.
So the scope of my recusal, however, does not and cannot interfere with my ability to oversee the Department of Justice, including the FBI, which has an $8 billion budget and 35,000 employees.
Well, 34,999.
My concerns and those of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein about the ongoing leadership issues at the FBI, as stated in my letter
ongoing
recommending the removal
issues.
Of Mr. Comey, along with the Deputy Attorney General's memorandum on that issue, which have been released publicly by the White House, those represent a clear statement of my views. I adopted Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein's points that he made in his memorandum and made my recommendation.
Mm.
It is absurd, frankly,
absurd,
to suggest that a recusal from a single specific investigation would render the Attorney General unable to manage the leadership of the various Department of Justice law enforcement components that conduct thousands of investigations.
Absurd.
Finally, during his testimony, Mr. Comey discussed a conversation that he and I had about the meeting Mr. Comey had with the President.
Here it comes.
I'm happy to share with the committee my recollection of that conversation I had with Mr. Comey.
Here it comes.
Following a routine morning threat briefing, Mr. Comey spoke to me and my chief of staff. While he did not provide me with any of the substance of his conversation with the President, apparently the day before, Mr. Comey expressed concern about proper communications protocol with the White House and with the President. I responded. He didn't recall this, but I responded to his comment by agreeing that the FBI and the Department of Justice needed to be careful to follow department policies regarding appropriate contacts with the White House. Mr. Comey had served in the department for better than two decades, and I was confident that he understood and would abide by the well-established rules limiting communications with the White House, especially about ongoing investigations.
But did he tell you he didn't want to be alone with the President? Yes or no?
My comments encouraged him to do just that, and indeed, as I understand it, he in fact did that. Our Department of Justice rules on proper communications between the Department and the White House have been in place for years. Mr. Comey well knew them. I thought and assumed correctly that he complied with them. So I'll finish with this. I recused myself from any investigation into the campaign for president, but I did not recuse myself from defending my honor against scurrilous and false allegations.
Lies.
At all times throughout the course of the campaign,
I am not a crook.
The confirmation process.
I did not sleep with that woman.
And since becoming
I never
Attorney
had
General,
sex with them. No,
I
it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Myself to the highest standards. I've earned a reputation.
What is that lady
that
behind him drinking? Iced
at
tea?
Home and in this
with
body,
a red straw?
I believe, over decades of performance.
Oh.
The people of
you
this
have to trust me because of my reputation.
An honest and transparent government.
I see.
And that's what we're giving them. This president wants to focus on the people of this country to ensure they are treated fairly and kept safe.
Ah.
The Trump agenda is to improve the lives of the American people.
The Trump agenda.
I know some have different ways of achieving this and different
is
agendas.
Is to have people sit around and praise
agenda,
him like
and
yesterday.
It's one I share. Importantly, as Attorney General, I have a responsibility to enforce the laws of this nation, to protect this country from its enemies, and to ensure the fair administration of justice. And I intend to work every day with our fine team and the superb professionals in the Department of Justice to advance the important work we have to do. These false attacks. The innuendos. Leaks, you can be sure, will not intimidate me. In fact, these events have only strengthened my resolve to fulfill my duty. My duty to reduce crime.
Reduce
to
crime.
Support our federal,
well, what if you're committing it, honey?
Law enforcement officers
what if you're the criminal?
Streets every day.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not one
just
judge,
last
but
week, It was reported that overdose deaths in this country are rising faster ever recorded. Last year was 52,000.
Where's the frickin' Percocet? Somebody just give estimated me next year damn Percocet. This man's up here colluding with Russia, and everything. He wants to talk about opioid addiction. Have you gone John McCain senile?
Since 1968.
Somebody give me a drug. I need a new drug. I need a Percocet. Give me a doll. I need a doll, baby, a doll. Cartels, I'm going to slap him again. Should I slap him again? In the chat room, those of you that are watching the video, should I, in fact, give him a good slap again for just all these lies?
No matter who they are, where
come on,
live,
I want to.
Has the right to be safe in their homes and communities.
Come on.
And I will
somebody
not
tell
be deterred.
Me. Somebody tell me to lay one right on his cheek like your mama did when you would swear.
From its
come
vital
on.
Mission.
Somebody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ranking,
hurry!
Member Warner.
Okay, as soon as we get him again.
Here before you today,
ready? And?
And I will do my best.
How dare you? What?
General Sessions, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you for that testimony.
Senator Sessions, thank you for that ridiculous amount of defense of yourself.
For members, the chair and the vice chairman will be recognized for 10 minutes. Members will be recognized for 5 minutes.
Okay, we'd like to thank you for the ridiculousness of what you just said. We would like to thank you for coming in today and telling us how completely and totally honest and forthcoming and marvelous you are. Thank you for coming here and telling us you did nothing absolutely wrong, for telling us that you light up our lives, colleague. Oh, thank you, colleague, for coming in and reminding us that we were once your colleagues, and as such, how dare us question you with all of this experience. Oh, I am so sorry we had to drag you in here, and thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. Now let's go out back and teabag, shall we? What? I'm sorry, what? Are you nodding yes?
Remember whether Ambassador Kislyak was there, the Russian ambassador. Is that correct?
I did not remember that.
I can't hear him. What
did
he say?
I did not remember that, but I understand he was there, so I don't doubt that he was.
A Russian ambassador is where you're at, and you don't know, and you're about to be Attorney General, or you are Attorney General. I didn't know he was on the guest list. Who am I?
You never remember having a conversation or a meeting with Ambassador Kislyak?
I do not.
And you don't remember that.
In that event, was there ever a private room setting?
Ever a private room? Did you go to a back room with the Russian ambassador?
No.
You didn't? Are you sure?
The reception area that was shut off from, I guess, the main crowd.
So what you're saying is
two to three dozen people.
So what you're saying is you did it in the reception area? Is that what you're saying? You actually had sex with the Russian ambassador?
Yes, he came in and
shook hands. He came?
Okay. You mentioned that there were some staff that were with you at that event.
My legislative director at the time.
Tell us again about your staff. What about your staff?
Who was a retired U.S. Army colonel who served on the Armed Services staff with Senator John Warner.
A lot of staff.
She joined my staff, was with me.
Are you talking about the Russian ambassador's staff?
Throughout the
how big is
the
it?
Events.
Would you say that you were there?
Would
as
you
a
say
United
that the Russian
States
ambassador
Senator
has a bigger staff a than the president of the United States? I'm just asking.
I came there as a interested person, very anxious to see how President Trump would do in his first major foreign policy address.
Well, how'd he do? Was he bigger or was the Russian ambassador?
That would maybe at the Jewish AIPAC event.
Oh, so he's cut.
So it was an interesting time for me to observe his delivery and the message he would make. That was
and how was his delivery
being there.
To the
and
Russian ambassador with his staff?
With Ambassador Kislyak, one in July on the sidelines of the Republican convention, I believe, and one in September in your Senate
office. Why are you staring at me? What? Stop staring at me, Sessions. Quit it.
Have you had any other interactions with government officials
turn your head
over the year
in
a campaign capacity?
Y'all need to watch this video today.
For
those of you that just listen to the show, you need to go to Facebook and watch the video.
No, Mr. Chairman. I've stretched my, racked my brain to make sure.
What did you stretch with the Russian ambassador again? I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question?
And I did not. I would just offer for you that when asked about whether I had any meetings with Russians by the reporter in March.
Yes.
We immediately recalled the conversation, the encounter I had at the convention, and the meeting in my office and made that public. I never intended not to include that. I would have gladly have reported the meeting, the encounter that may have occurred, that some say occurred, in
may have,
the Mayflower,
would have gladly if
I had remembered it.
Dangerous waters,
or if it actually occurred, which I don't remember that it did.
I have no recollection of something occurring, but if
March
it did occur.
March 2nd, 2017, you formally recused yourself from any involvement in the Russian investigation being conducted by the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Let me think.
What are the specific reasons?
Tell me the really reason that you recused yourself. Was it because you're filthy as hell?
The specific reason, Mr. Chairman, is a CFR, a Congressional Code of Federal Regulations, put out by the Department of Justice, part of the Department of Justice rules.
Yes.
And it says this. I'll read from it. 28 CFR 45.2. Unless authorized, no employee shall participate in a criminal
investigation
or prosecution if he has a personal or political relationship with any person involved in the conduct of an investigation. It goes on to say...
is he rambling like John McCain again? Even the photographers are asleep.
In a political
There's
campaign,
a woman mainlining heroin right behind him. Look at the computer.
Close identification.
She's got a satchel right there, I can tell.
Official or candidate arising from service as a principal advisor.
Oh, he's reading us.
You should not.
He's reading
participate
us his,
in an
his,
investigation of that campaign.
Whatever it is.
So many have suggested that my recusal is because I felt I was a subject of the investigation myself.
Yes.
That I may have done something wrong.
You've got
but
it.
This is the reason I recused myself.
Oh.
I felt I was required to under the rules of the Department of Justice.
You
and
had
as
it
a
for
leader
a minute.
Of the Department of Justice,
you were so close
I should comply
it.
With the rules, obviously.
So did your legal counsel basically know from day one?
Your legal counsel? Do you have legal counsel already?
Because of the current statute.
Well, I do have a timeline of what occurred. I was sworn in on the 9th, I believe, of February.
Uh-huh.
I then, on the 10th, had my first meeting to generally discuss this issue where the CFR was not discussed.
Uh-huh.
We had several other meetings, and it became clear to me over time that I qualified as a significant
person of interest. Suspect.
A principal advisor type person to
sorry.
The campaign.
I was
and
getting
it was
hopeful
the appropriate
again that you
right
actually knew what you were.
So this could, myself.
This could explain Director Comey's comments that he knew that, that there was a likelihood you would recuse yourself because he was probably familiar with the same statute.
Well, I think probably so. I'm sure that the attorneys in the Department of Justice probably communicated.
So you're not. So you're
Mr.
actually
Chairman,
now saying why Comey felt you were going
to
recuse yourself instead of
effect,
saying like Comey would have said, "I don't know his
fact,
mind.
I
can't speak to
that."
But this guy said, "Oh yeah, probably so. That's probably why he thought that."
Any information
oh,
about the
God, this is painful.
I thought there
we're
going
to continue
with
this rushing probing
being able to
of staff
serve as
members.
Attorney General over this issue.
Members
and
staff and probing and Russians.
Possibly have to
my God, I'm
going to
go to a Russian gay bar later tonight.
The,
all this staff and probing and Russians.
Correctly, I believe. Not
but more of Jeff Sessions, a saint among men, according to Jeff Sessions.
You made a reference to your chief of staff sending out a new.
Whether it's how to support your family cooking on $15 a day or what's up in the world of pets, technology, travel, leisure, politics, it's all on Life in Segments, my weekly TV show. Go to lifeinsegments.com right now, lifeinsegments.com.
Find internally of your decision to recuse. Would you ask your chief of staff to make that
would you ask him to
available?
Give us that
we're
memo? It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. We've been listening to Jeff Sessions today
now.
Or trying
thank
to.
You, Sessions.
I've been having fun on
have
the
you
video,
had any interactions
which
with
is at Facebook.com/ReallyCarell every day.
His appointment.
It's archived there. You can watch it anytime of the day or night.
With regard to the email we sent out, Mr. Comey, Director Comey, indicated that he did not know that when I recused myself or did not receive notice, one of those emails went to him by name. So a lot happens in our offices. I'm not accusing him of any wrongdoing.
Oh, you are
in
too.
In fact, it was sent to him and to his name.
Okay. General Sessions, as you said,
get to the Democrat. Mr.
Testified
someone,
at length
get
before
to the
committee
Democrat.
About his interactions with the president in some
this
cases.
This Mr. Burr, chairman, blah, 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 blah.
Meetings, and
he doesn't look a thing like Raymond Burr. First of all, he's not in a wheelchair. How can this be Mr. Burr if he's not in a wheelchair?
Comey and he had a private meeting
I would be happy if Perry Mason were cross-examining Sessions. Wouldn't that be great if Raymond Burr were actually the one doing the talking? Oh, downward dog, Ember. Let's both do it. Come on. I'll be right back. I'm going to do a downward dog with Ember. I'll be right back.
Follow the rules limiting
downward
further
dog.
Correspondence. Did Director Comey ever express additional discomfort with conversations that the president might have had with him? Because he had two additional meetings and I think a total
we do
of
the
six
downward dog together.
Phone calls.
That is correct. There's nothing wrong with the president having a communication with the FBI director.
Duh.
What is problematic for any Department of Justice employee is to talk to any cabinet persons or White House officials, high officials, about ongoing investigations that are not properly cleared through the top levels of the Department of Justice.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a regulation I think is healthy. I thought we needed and strongly believe we needed to restore discipline within our department.
We must have discipline.
Here to
we must have
those
order.
Kind of rules,
Zikaya.
Plus leaking rules and some of the
Sorry.
Other things. That
they
I
did
think
that yesterday. That
a
whole
bit
pledging around the table.
Be,
they all wanted to stand
you
up and go.
Have
hey-oh.
A conversation with the president hey-oh. About the investigation because you were never briefed on the investigation.
That is correct. I do would note.
So, Mr. Sessions, let me get this straight. You just said that you didn't know about the investigation, so you're the only person in America that doesn't read the New York Times.
I believe there is many as six such meetings. Several of them he had with President Trump. I think he had two with
President
Obama.
Trump.
So it's not improper per se, but it would not be justified for a department official to share information about an ongoing investigation without prior review and clearance from above.
General Sessions, just one last question.
Oh, thank God.
You were the chair of this foreign policy team for the Trump campaign. To the best of your knowledge, did that team ever meet?
Are you wearing a Depends?
We met a couple of times, maybe.
Some
of the people did.
We should
but
break.
We never functioned, frankly, Mr. Chairman, as a coherent team.
Because you're not. We never functioned as a coherent because we're not coherent.
Of that team you never met?
Yes.
Okay. Vice Chairman.
Vice Chairman. Democrat.
Thank you, General Sessions. As I mentioned in my opening statement, we appreciate your appearance here, but we do see this as the first step. And I would just like to get your commitment that you will agree to make yourself available as the committee needs in the weeks and months ahead.
Senator Warner, I will commit to appear before this committee and other committees as appropriate. I don't think it's good policy to continually bring cabinet members or the attorney general before multiple committees going over the same things over and over.
I know other members of the Judiciary Committee or Appropriations Committee may want to raise those issues. But let me just ask about this committee.
I just gave you my answer, Mr.
Thank you.
Oh,
what about, can we
already
also give
fighting.
You a commitment, since there will be questions about some of these meetings that took place or not, that we could get access to documents or memoranda or your day book or something so we can...
Mr. Chairman, we will be glad to provide appropriate, responses to your
what he deems appropriate.
Review them carefully and try to be responsive.
Yesterday, a friend of the president was reported to suggesting that President Trump was considering removing Director Mueller as special counsel. Do you have confidence in Director Mueller's ability to conduct his investigation fairly and impartially?
Well, first, I don't know about these reports and have no basis to
but I'm
ascertain
you, sir,
their
I'm asking you.
Validity. I have known Mr. Mueller over the years. He served 12 years as a
so is
FBI
that a yes?
director. I knew him before that.
Oh, fashion.
And I have confidence in Mr. Mueller.
So you have confidence he can
but
do
I'm not going to discuss any hypotheticals or what might be a factual situation in the future that I'm not aware of today because I know nothing about the investigation.
Do you believe
fully recused?
I've got a series of questions, sir. Do you believe the president has confidence in Director Mueller?
I have no idea. I'm not talking
you're his attorney general and you have no idea.
Now, if we commit to this committee not to take any personal actions that might result in Director Mueller's firing or dismissal?
Well, I think I probably could say that with confidence because I'm recused from the investigation.
Here's the Crowcast. I am Crowell. Be who you want to be.
The way it
hurt
works, Senator Warner, is that the acting Attorney General
I'm aware
investigation
of the process, but I just wanted to get you on the record that you would not.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosen.
With your recusal, you would not take any actions to try to have Director or Special Investigator Mueller removed.
I wouldn't think that would be appropriate for me to do.
Yes, sir, I agree.
Okay.
To your knowledge, have any Department of Justice officials been involved with conversations about any possibility of presidential pardons about any of the individuals involved with the Russia investigation?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not able to comment on conversations.
He won't comment on pardons.
High officials.
So there are pardons.
In the White House.
Slap him.
Would be
smack
a
him.
Violation
slap
of
him.
Communications.
Every time he doesn't answer, hit him in the back of the head. Whap! Right there in the back of the head. Come on.
Is that,
I have to move
just
over.
Just so I can understand, is the basis of that unwillingness what? To answer based on executive privilege or what?
Yeah. Why aren't you answering?
It's a longstanding policy of the Department of Justice not to comment on conversations that the Attorney General has had with the President of the United States.
So he's not going to comment.
Confidential
there
reasons that really are founded in the co-equal branch powers in the Constitution of the United States.
But just so I'm understanding, does that mean, are you claiming executive privilege here today, sir?
I'm not claiming executive privilege because that's the President's power, and I have no power to claim executive privilege.
What about conversations with other Department of Justice or other White House officials about potential pardons? Not the President, sir.
Mr. Chairman, without in any way suggesting that I have had any conversations concerning pardons.
But I
have. Totally apart from that, there are privileges of communication within the Department of Justice that we share, all of us do. We have a right to have full and robust
avoid the truth like an Egyptian.
We encourage people to speak up and argue cases on different
he
sides.
He lies so much, his nose should grow right there.
Historically, we've seen that they should
I love
be
y'all. I got to go. This has been too much.
You
he ain't going to say shit.
Since you've recused yourself from this investigation.
Senator Sessions, are you going to say
President
shit here today or not?
Pardon someone during the midst of this investigation, while our investigation or Director Mueller's investigation, that would be, I would think, problematic.
Problematic.
One of the comments you made in your
let's move
your
on
testimony was
testify
that you'd reached this conclusion about the performance of then Director Comey's ability to lead the FBI, that you agreed with.
Wow, they are really wasting like hours of television and film and everything with nothing.
He's not going to. Did you ever
implicate him? He now doesn't care if he goes to jail or not. It is now clear that the oligarchs think that they're going
to
get away with this because he's not saving himself. He's throwing himself, you know, in the president's camp. So there we have it. Nothing he says here today is going to be the truth. I'm sorry, it's not. He's in a bunch of homeboys. Hey, my colleagues. Hey, my homies. You're disgusting.
So you were his,
Sessions.
His superior.
You're disgusting.
And there were some fairly harsh things said about Director Comey. You never thought it was appropriate to raise those concerns before he was actually terminated by the president?
I did not do so. A memorandum was prepared by the Deputy Attorney General who evaluated his performance, noted some serious problems with it.
And you agreed with those conclusions?
I agreed with those. In fact,
they're blackballing Comey. They are blackballing Comey.
I was confirmed and before he was confirmed.
Oh, you know what?
It's something
them all.
That we
they're
both agreed
goodbye,
to
buddy.
That a fresh start at the FBI was probably the best thing.
It just, again, seems a little. I could understand that if you talked about that before you came on, you had a chance for a fresh start. There was no.
You're listening to The Carell Show.
Carell. Who cares? Who the hell cares? It's my motto for the day, baby. Who the hell cares? I got a story to tell you. Y'all want to hear it? It's a story from Thea Austin, one of the most beautiful women I've ever known in my lifetime. Her voice on the inside. Her gorgeous. Wait till you see her in the video. Patreon subscribers, I posted the video for you. You can go watch the video right now on Patreon. Why aren't you doing it? Here's a little story for you. Ready? If something gets at you, don't let it touch what you really do possess inside. Don't let it sweat you. The way to do better, it's all you really need to have. That's why life builds you up and then lets you fall down. It's a part of the game that it plays. Take what you can and remain positive for your adventures along the way. It is the Carell Cast. I am Carell Boulle. So glad you are joining me. Thea Austin, Time Will Tell, indulging me by making that line fit. I'll never forget that. We co-wrote that song, and I wrote the line for your adventures along the way, because I used to say that. Oh, your adventures along the way. And she said, how am I going to make that fit lyrically? And she did. So God bless her. Donald Trump is everything that you think about him. He is an embarrassment to the planet. He is the worst president of the United States in my lifetime, and that's setting the bar pretty low. And more importantly, he is a clear and present danger to the sovereignty and peace of the United States. He is an enemy of the state. The GOP that supports him are enemies of the people. There was an illegal coup in 2000, now we know fully assisted by a foreign government in which oligarchs were instilled, and now the GOP fully supports this oligarchy and have abandoned the democratic republic that we have. That's the truth, okay? Now, that's just it. Everything beyond that point, you should tune out, because nothing he says or does should concern you. He is a war criminal. He is a traitor. All of the people he has put in office, the same holds true for them. It doesn't matter the minutia. It doesn't matter, because the GOP won't stop him. All I want you to focus on is on the fact that in about 15 months, we can sweep the House and Senate, and then we can get rid of him and every person that he's put in. We can go back and join. And by the way, Congress could rejoin the climate accord. We don't need the President of the United States to do that, FYI. Just so you know, the Congress could agree to be on board on the Paris Climate Accord, and then they could send it to the Senate, and it could pass, and even if he vetoed it, they could override the veto, and it could be law that the United States shall adhere to. We don't need Donald Trump to approve that. Everyone acts like, oh, he got us out of the deal. That's it. See, this is Republicans again. Here's that rant you guys knew was coming. This is the Republicans again. It is not Donald Trump, because for every single thing he does, they could stop him. They are Congress. They are us. They are the voice of the people. They can stop him. That's what the Senate and the Congress is there for. So they could vote today that we're going to adhere to the Paris Climate Accord, period. End of story. That's just it. They could say it, Congress could uphold it, and that's that. Trump or not, doesn't matter. They could say that there will be no travel ban, that the law will stay. They make the law, not the president. The president cannot make law. He can't do it, okay? He cannot do it. Therefore, since they can make we shouldn't even be concerned about him. He should be the crazy uncle in the corner over there masturbating, you know, that we apologize for. That's what he should be. Instead, we have a Congress that is not only duplicitous, but is leading the way. And that's where your anger should be. Stop letting Donald Trump suck the life out of the world, because he is. Everybody everywhere is talking about that little childish, you know what, and they shouldn't be. Stop. Stop. Okay? Just stop. I don't care what he does. I don't care who he does it to. I don't care a thing about him. All I care now is why Congress won't stop him. That's all I care about. Why won't Congress stop Donald Trump? That should be your question to everybody everywhere. Why won't Congress stop Donald Trump? Not why won't this? Why won't that? What Russia this? Nope. Why won't Congress stop Donald Trump? They can and they won't. A, they could impeach him. There's more than grounds. There's so many grounds. They could impeach him, period. That's just easy. And his impeachment approval ratings are higher than his actual approval ratings. More Americans want him impeached than want him as president. We are the people. We have spoken. Congress should impeach. Okay, so that's just right out the get-go. There are grounds, and not just him. Pence, all of them. Paul Ryan. They all knew about this. They all took the money. Get them out. President Orrin Hatch, here we go, period, because that's the way the document's written. So let's just start living with that right now, President Hatch, period. Let's start making it known that we want President Hatch. We want Pence, Trump, Ryan, and every appointee gone. All you have to do, look, you just start making it known to the universe and then only pay attention to that. If a news story comes along and it does not suit your agenda, and that agenda is that you want Trump impeached, Pence, all of them, and possibly tried at The Hague, then turn it off. For instance, a story, I'm going to step out of camera view here for just a moment so I can make my monitor point up a little bit. The attack in France, who cares? I mean, I have a friend, Guillaume, there, and I will call him or Skype him and make sure he's okay. But outside of that, who cares? Doesn't affect you at all. And in your city today, someone was attacked. And right here, if you live in a big city, someone was shot. So who cares? Hammer attack in Paris, I don't care. And yet, MSNBC shut down for 3 hours to cover a hammer attack in Paris. I don't care. I don't care. If you can't see a cloud rising from the scene, no need to report it. I mean that. Because now, by the over-reporting of these events, and by the, how do I say this, 17 people dead, 20 dead, that's not a huge event. The bombing at the Ariana Grande concert should not have been treated like a terrorism success. It should have been treated like a terrorism failure. And the news should have reported. And in other news, terrorists today failed at an Ariana Grande concert where only 22 people were killed out of a possible 21,000. Following up is being done. Everyone associated is being arrested. That's how these should be covered. The same with the knife attack. In Paris today, 17 people were killed by ISIS, blah, 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 with knives. The damage could have been far worse. The people have been caught or killed, and we are moving on. And that's how it should be. Because you make a big deal out of these things, and these people are going to keep doing them. We need to start acting like they're the nuisances that they are, because that's all they are. They are ways for President Trump to fund his terrorism. The reason we hear about all of this terrorism is so we can fund our own terrorism. And believe me, we are the world's biggest terrorist, and you can put that online, and you can say I'm an American, and you can say all of that, but whatever, I'm sorry, it's the truth. We're the world's biggest terrorists. We drop more bombs and kill more civilians. We have tried to bomb our way for the last, 9/11, 16 years. We have tried to blow our way out of terrorism. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. All you do is create more enemies. As for getting rid of ISIS on the ground in Iraq or Afghanistan, that's a military action. That has nothing to do with the world terrorism stage. And we shouldn't even be really privy to that. That's why we have a military. Yeah, go kill those bad guys. But, you know, as far as the rest of it, the over-reporting of every time one person's hit with a hammer and calling it terrorism? No. Donald Trump is the biggest terrorist in the world. Deny it. Deny it. No one right now is causing more fear among Americans than Donald Trump. He has threatened Medicare, any social services he has threatened. If the budget shuts down, he'll stop Social Security. He won't stop his salary, he'll stop theirs. He has threatened old people. He has threatened sick people. He has threatened immigrants. He has caused bodily harm by the change in tone in this country, the rise in bigotry and hatred. This man is a danger. He has brought us to the brink of war several times already, and God knows if he's really going to get us there. He is a danger not only to our sovereignty, but to our safety. The man is a terrorist. Now, no one wants to say that, because like Kathy Griffin, who knows, maybe I'll have huge repercussions. But he is. He terrorizes me. He scares me more than ISIS. He scares me more than Al-Qaeda. He and the Republicans together, I think, are possibly the most evil organization on the planet. I'm not alone. Robert Reich has said this. Many important, influential intellectuals have said that the Republican Party and Donald Trump are the most dangerous things on the planet. So more than ISIS, more than Al-Qaeda, more than any terrorist organization, Donald Trump and the Republicans are the scariest thing working, period, end of story. And so I'm not concerned about ISIS. They have not affected my life. Can any of you in my chat room at reallycarell.com, the chat room that is off the hook, where people just meet up and form friendships, and I mean, it's just the best place ever, reallycarell.com, click in the lower right corner, there's the chat room. It's free of charge. We don't even collect your information. You can just have fun in there. There are moderators, Denise and Cherokee and others, and they will get you. But for the most part, it's a fun place to go and meet. reallycorrell.com. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not just when I'm on air. So whenever you're listening to my show, if you log on to reallycorrell.com, there'll probably be someone in there talking about what they're listening to as well. So please do. So anyway, you know, the whole theme of the show is it's okay to be okay. And I'm okay about what's going on in Washington because we have the Constitution. I just want the Republicans to use it. That's all. I'm not upset by what's going on in D.C. We saw this coming. You know, the Constitution will take care of it in a snatch. President Hatch, here we go. That rhymes. But truly, President Hatch, it would be taken care of in a snatch. Wait, what? Oh, who knows? Suddenly we've gone there. But truly, I mean, that's what we're... what we should be thinking about. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with President Hatch for a couple years until we can get, you know, a Democrat that should be young in his 40s, Hillary. I love you, Hillary. Don't run again. I love you, Hillary. Don't run again. I love you, Bernie. Don't run again. Gavin Newsom, please run. Forget being governor of California. We need you as president. Gavin, you're young. You're handsome. What are those two Hispanic twins? They're Democrats, they're twins, they're Hispanic, they should be president, vice president. They're gorgeous. Who are they? Anyone in the chat room? Do you guys know the names? They're twins, not Rubio. They're politicians, they're beautiful, they're twins, they're Democrats, they're Hispanic or Cuban or Puerto Rican. What, God, who are they? Somebody, anybody help. ReallyCorrell.com. Oh my God, Funky Town Esteban Correll is in my chat room. My roommate is spying on us, y'all. He's trolling us. My roommate is up inside in there, and he's watching us, and he's trolling us here. So be careful. No talking about Esteban while we're... Actually, his mother's in the hospital, as you all know, and just for an update, because I told you all yesterday, she's in much better shape today because she got the drugs. Her gay son got there and said, "Where's her drugs?" And got her squared away. So she is much better today. She's already in rehab. She broke her hip. She'll be in rehab in the hospital for 2 weeks. And then at home after that. So, or 4 weeks. And I'm sorry, 2 weeks hospital, 4 weeks another rehab facility, and then at home. We know about hospital infections. We know we are keeping vigilant. She has a family member there every moment of the day. It's when it pays to have 6 kids. So anyway, I told you yesterday about him. His mom's doing fine. Thank you for all the email at feedback@reallycorrell.com for Morgan Mallory. I told you our musical director of my TV show, Morgan, he lost his brother over the weekend very unexpectedly. And so thank you for your thoughts for him. I passed the emails on to him at feedback@reallycorrell.com. Someone can't remember their names either. What are their names? Well, Esteban, you should remember their names for the love of God. You're Mexican and they're hot. What are their names? Political Democrat twins, Democrat twin brothers, office. What? Oh, maybe that's not enough to type in, is it? That's just, if it comes up with that. The Castro! My God, God bless the Googies, the Googles. Joaquin and Julian Castro. That's who we need. President, vice president, right there. Joaquin and Julian Castro. Hola, hola, Mr. President. That's what we need. They're young, they're handsome, they're vibrant, and they're bilingual, at least, as far as I know. So let's get that in there. Let's get them in office. I'm ready. I listen to the Corellcast. Well, how do you do that? There's an app for that, honey. That's right. That's what you can tell your friends. Every time they say, "Oh, I love Corell. I used to love him. How do I listen to him?" Say, there is an app for that, and you can get it at any app store that you want. It's the Corellcast, and it's perfectly free. Get it. Honey, your boots might be made for walking, but are they made for riding? Don't forget, whenever you're riding on 2 or 3 wheels, you must gear up every ride, and that means riding boots, which guard against nasty exhaust berms and other injuries. GearUpEveryRide.com reminds you, boots and gloves. The best TV show available is now available to binge watch. That's right, Life in Segments, Season 1, 2, and 3 are all available on demand at LifeInSegments.com. Go there now. All money raised, by the way, supports the show. Name one rash that's attractive. You can't, especially road rash. That's why at GearUpEveryRide.com, one of our sponsors, they're going to remind you that you want to wear a well-designed pair of pants and jackets when you're on 2 or 3 wheels. GearUpEveryRide.com. If you're listening to this show, you know I live a mixed-up, crazy life of everything from superstars to downright poverty. That's why I created Life in Segments. It's my world and your world reflected on TV. Go to LifeInSegments.com to watch now.
Hey, my sponsors at GearUpEveryRide.com want to remind you that your head and your brain is worth a lot, so be sure that your helmet has got approval by the Department of Transportation. Be sure it meets their standards. How do you find out? Go to GearUpEveryRide.com now. Trust me, you want the right gear in every situation, especially motorcycling. That's why we are sponsored by GearUpEveryRide.com. They want to remind everybody to gear up every ride, head to toe. That means helmet. That means jacket. That means pants, gloves, boots. The gear keeps you comfortable. It can save your life, and you look good. For those of you that like me live, why don't you tune in at my website every day at reallycorell.com. That's reallycorell.com. Every day, right about noon, we go live. You can chat with other Corell listeners, and you can watch me do my thing live, reallycorell.com.
You're listening to The Corell Show.